Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. There's no better place to watch football with friends than Buffalo Wild Wings. They've got all the games on wall-to-wall TVs and a brand new $5 game day menu with 38-ounce pitchers, Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light, cheeseburgers and brats, and select cocktails. And every Sunday, you can play an exclusive fantasy football game with DraftKings with prizes like free wings for a year. Get to Buffalo Wild Wings for our $5 game day deals. When football is on, you have to be here. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Price and participation vary, subject to restrictions. Limited time only.
Whether you're looking for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you need to go if you're a stick carrier to get stick carrier pricing, and that is Mastro Subaru. The guys there are stick carriers themselves and will give special pricing just for being a stick carrier and listening to Bucks Uncensored. It's very simple. Go to Mastro Subaru either in Orlando or in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue right off of the Veterans Expressway, and you can get that deal that only stick carriers get. It's all at Mastro Subaru and MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
Censored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's do it. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
What a way to start the season! Yes! Oh! It was electric! I mean, the sound of silence was deafening. Oh! What a weekend! What a start to the season! What an offensive performance! Man, I'm running on fumes. Tuesday night, little rundown of my weekend. Friday, noon, we flew to New Orleans. Went out, Holly and I, to a nice dinner. Walked over to Bourbon Street. And started to walk up Bourbon Street. She's like, we got to get a hand grenade. I was like, a hand grenade? I need that hurricane. And she's like, oh, no. Hand grenade. So we went to Tropical Isle there on Bourbon Street and got ourselves a skinny hurricane or a skinny hand grenade. I don't like sweet drinks, although I did have a lot of hurricanes. But it was great. Had myself a grenade. After a couple of martinis at dinner, I'm feeling God. Not too, honestly, I wasn't bad at all on Friday night. Holly got a little drunk. So then we're walking down Bourbon Street. She's walking on like the left side of me, on the left side of the street, on the sidewalk. Boom. She gets pulled into one of those. If you've never been to Bourbon Street, they have like little like cutouts on the street, and it's just a bunch of slushy machines. That's it. You can literally walk in, grab a drink, and just go right back out onto the street. I love it. So good. So she gets pulled in there. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? This girl has two shots in her mouth upside down and then turns around and pours them into Holly's mouth. Hello, New Orleans. We're here. So then the girl goes, let me get your phone. I'm going to take a video of you doing it to him. Oh, fuck. Some of you have seen the video. It's out there. It's fine. Those shots were the absolute worst shots. It tasted like cheap, hot vodka. Ugh. Oh, it's a kamikaze. No. This is a kamikaze. Me face planting into the ground. Come on. It's terrible. Ugh. Gross. So we got done with that. We walked up Bourbon Street. We didn't go in anywhere. That was it. Walked over to Harrah's Casino. I lost about $100. Then Holly lost $100 on the slots. So we were like, all right, $200. Let's get out of here. So go back to the hotel. And I don't know why. We were like wired. We were up to like 2 in the morning, which is 3 in the morning here in New Orleans. We were watching American Horror Story. We watched a little Office because she's never seen The Office. I've never seen American Horror Story. So what we do is we go back and forth, right? Episode. So we get done. So next morning, boom, here comes everyone. Everyone's here. I'm giving you the Cliff Notes version. Everyone's here. Everyone's in the lobby. I go downstairs. Okay, I'm going back upstairs. So go back upstairs and kind of laid low. In the morning, we had some breakfast, some coffee, watched some TV, you know, other stuff. And then went to Manning Sports Bar, got to watch the USF game, got to all meet there. Archie Manning was there, came and hung out with us. I mean, surreal. Then USF beats Georgia Tech. I'm like, holy shit, this is amazing. Then we left. We went back to the hotel. Holly and I took a nap, obviously, out till 2 in the morning. Then I was up at 8 o'clock to meet them in the lobby. So go back to the hotel. I fell asleep. Apparently, one person was very upset that I wasn't back at Manning's at fucking 5 o'clock. I got there at like 5:20. I was a fan just like all of you. I was just promoting the trip. I didn't organize it. Damn. Let a guy be a fan for once. So we had a good time. Had some B4, handed the B4 out. Ira Kaufman, I did record him talking to everybody. Shared the exact story of how it went down in the voting room when he gave the speech for John Lynch. Pulled out the exact speech and read it. I recorded it on my phone. I'm not going to play it. We got a lot to talk about on this episode and a lot of Bucks takes. So I'm not going to play it per se on this one, but I'll save it and we'll have a good opportunity to hear. I thought it was an awesome speech that he wrote for John Lynch. So then after that, where did we go? Oh, we walked back to the hotel. I was feeling a little, we had did some day drinking during the USF game. You know, when you day drink and then we took a nap and I just wasn't feeling it. And I was like, I'm fucking powering through. I'm doing this shit tonight, right? So I went back to the hotel and I was like, I need Rolaids. I need Rolaids. Holly had Rolaids. I took 2 Rolaids. I don't know if those are 2 magic little pills of Rolaids, whatever they are. Holy shit. I felt great. Great. We walk up Bourbon Street. We start just walking up and we see people in bars. All right, come with us. Come with us. Come with us. We ended up getting like 12 to 15 people, the like group of people. You know, everyone's kind of doing their own thing. But it was awesome. So we walk up Bourbon Street. We go to Pat O'Brien's, famous bar there. Famous for their hurricanes. So, you know, there's a good number of us. Not everyone's going to drink a hurricane, but I mean, you're in New Orleans. Orleans, you got to get a hurricane. Just a ton of rum. Pour it all down my throat. So then our waitress decides, Cleo was her name. Love her. She was amazing. Convinced us to get 3 gallons of hurricane for $125. Oh, shit. By the way, when we left Manning's, we swung by Harrah's, and I won all my money back. Even Steven. Anyway, 3 gallons of hurricane, $125. There was like 8 to 10 of us. So we pitched in, and we ended up actually giving her, I'll save that. So we get that. 3 gallons is a shit ton of hurricane. I don't know if any of you have had hurricanes before, but they are strong. They are Long Island iced teas, but taste good with just a shit ton of rum. And so this thing is massive, massive. And it's just one of those big, you know, glass things, 3 gallons of hurricane in it with 10 straws. There was a lot of spit swapping that night. I know. I couldn't wait. I kept looking for Outlaw Straw. I wanted to try his spit out. I wanted to try Harold's spit out. Maybe a little Lou, Sarasota J. Let's just swap spit all night long. It was amazing. Maybe that added to the intoxication. So anyway, so we did end up getting close to finishing it, which is amazing. Yes, we got loud. Yes, the music was amazing, amazing inside Pat O'Brien's. But the time had come. We had to go. We had to leave. And so what happens when you go to a bar? We didn't finish it. Just throw it away. To-go cups. We filled up 3 little cups. I had one. Somebody, it doesn't matter. So we filled up 3 cups, getting ready to leave. And ended up, again, it was $125, tipped or gave Cleo. Miss Cleo called her, $200, and she kept the change. It was, I mean, almost a surreal moment. She was like almost in tears. So cool. So cool. And then we took a picture. Then we hit Bourbon Street. We went, found a bar. Every bar has like amazing live music. We found one that was just, this band was phenomenal, and they were playing 80s and 90s hits, and every hit was a sing-along, and it was fucking amazing. And then we walked back, and so then all of a sudden this guy like gets in my face. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, am I going to have to throw down now? Am I throwing down? Are we doing this? It ended up being my man Ben, who's in charge of ticket sales with the Bucks. And all the Bucks personnel were there, and we started chanting, Tampa Bay! Tampa Bay, let's go, Buck. It was so awesome. It's just what I hoped for. Went back to the, well, then we all went and got some late night eats because, well, it's what you do. We had B4. I also had some emergency. I kid you not, I woke up the next morning. I felt amazing, and it wasn't just because the game was Sunday. I felt amazing. We were ready to go. Let's go. I shit you not. Walking up to the dome, walking up to the Superdome on Sunday, noon start in New Orleans. And I was thinking to myself, I didn't say this to anyone at the time, but I was thinking to myself, you know, I didn't say all of this. I'm talking to you now, but I'm not naive. I hope you're not naive. Like, listen. It is hard to win on the road in the NFL. It is harder to win on the road in the NFL week 1 to start the season. It's really, really hard to go on the road against a division opponent, their home opener, the season opener. And the Bucs are the worst team in football, remember? The Bucs were predicted to go 3-13. Remember? The Bucs were 10-point underdogs. Remember? So I thought to myself, you know, this has been one of the most amazing weekends I've had in a long time. Out with friends, just different, you know? Just a different experience. You know, Holly and I both agreed. Like, it was just awesome. And so I said, you know, if they lose this game, I'm not going to let it ruin this trip. This has been amazing. I'm making amazing friends. Some people I had just met that night, and we had a blast. A blast. Then the game started. First off, credit to the Saints. Their game day experience is so far superior to the Bucks. And that's no offense to the Bucks, because it's hard to have an exciting game day experience if you don't have crowd participation. And I'm not blaming the fans, because it's hard. I've been there. It's hard. It's not hard because of the team. It's not hard because of their record. It's hard because it's fucking 98 fucking degrees and you're just baking in that sun. I've been an anti-dome person for a long time, but I'm starting to see the light. And one day, the Bucks are going to need a new stadium. It's inevitable. And I get it now. I understand the retractable roofs. I understand the domes. I understand, because there was an energy inside that stadium. Well, not just because it was opening day, but because you weren't sitting there miserable with that sun just fucking knocking you out. So the energy was through the roof. It was loud. It was electric. Saints get the ball and they shove their fucking right down our throats. We're like fucking gagging and shit. You go right down and get a touchdown. Oh boy. I'm just like, no. Meanwhile, I got this loud motherfucker next to me. Wasn't talking shit though. Actually, it was nice. He's just, I mean, everything. And like, I'll get loud at games, but like, every fucking play, he's screaming at the top of his lungs. I don't know how if he's a season ticket holder, I don't know how those people deal with it, but that's nonetheless. So now we're like, oh shit, we got to get a couple of first downs. And then what the fuck? Floodgates open. Now, let me just get a couple points out of the way. Ryan Fitzpatrick, holy fuck. Dude was on fire. Every pass was on point. That's what we've been talking about. You can't cover them all. The improvements Chris Godwin has made from this time last year to where he is now is mind-boggling. He's got potential to be a number one receiver. And I'm not saying get rid of Mike Evans. I'm saying it's okay to have both. DeSean Jackson, fingers crossed on that concussion, but damn. Damn. Mike Evans, OJ Howard is on the path to stardom. I said it last year. I said it at the game. The one thing I think that's going to hold O.J. Howard back is they just got so many weapons. They have so many weapons. How is he going to be able to put up the statistics to be among the... He is going to be among the top five, maybe top three tight ends in the NFL. That type of talent. He is a mismatch. Evans is a mismatch. Chris Godwin doesn't have the size or the speed to be a mismatch, but he's a fucking mismatch. Throw him the ball, he's going to catch it. DeSean Jackson's a mismatch. I mean, you got mismatches all over the fucking field, and Ryan Fitzpatrick found them and took advantage of them. You know who else took advantage of them? Todd Monken. No, this isn't... I love the people that are like, see, Cutter's terrible. No. Cutter's the head coach. It's a big deal. Cutter's offenses, when he was just the offensive coordinator, were pretty damn fucking good. But when you're the head coach, you got a lot. Listen, I don't mean sharing my personal life so much, but, you know, being in management before, when I wasn't in management, it's a big difference. When you take on an increased role, right, you get promoted. Cutter's been offensive coordinator for a long time. He's promoted to head coach. And I will say that, and I'm still struggling with it, but it's like I want to take on the added responsibilities while still doing as much as I was doing before. It's impossible. You're going to fail somewhere. And the sign of a great leader is surrounding yourself with great people, but also knowing how to delegate and trusting the people around you. We don't know the whole story, right? We don't know if it was Cutter's decision to go with Monken, if it was a group that way. I don't know that. And I honestly don't give a shit because it worked. But I thought Dirk Cutter was a better head coach. I thought the play calling had better rhythm. I mean, I thought there was so many positives from this. And this spread type offense that Todd Monken ran on Sunday and ran in the preseason, that's what fits this offense. It fits the running backs. It fits the offensive line. And it fits all the weapons they have. This could be exciting, folks. This could be very, very exciting. And let's not start with the Jameis isn't going to get his job back talk. Everyone wants to jump to a fucking conclusion. Everyone wants to make a storyline out of fucking everything. Just enjoy the fucking win. If Ryan Fitzpatrick goes out and throws 400 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Eagles and Steelers, and they are 3-0, yeah, they'll probably stick with Fitzpatrick. That's not an indictment of Jameis Winston. How do you bench a guy that's thrown 1,200 yards and, what, 12 touchdowns in 3 games in this 3-0? You don't. Cutter's not stupid. Monken's not stupid. Jason Light's not stupid. But before we just go crowning Ryan Fitzpatrick as the greatest thing this area has ever seen in terms of quarterback play, it was a different offense. It was a spread out offense. I mean, you can't just determine that Jameis Winston's not going to have that type of success in that same offense. I don't give a fuck who's on the field. I don't. I just want to win. I don't care about the name on the back of the jersey. I care about the name representing my city. Let me tell you why the Bucks won. You want to know why they won? Because they did what we have been talking about, you and I, on your Bucks Takes and this podcast. They did it. They brought Nasty back, baby. They were nasty out there on the field. They were in their face. Jensen, Marpet, Vinny Curry, Jason Pierre-Paul, Gerald McCoy. They won the line of scrimmage. They won the line of the scrimmage. They won the game. Can the pass rush be better? Yes. Did they make plays when they needed to make plays against one of the most high-powered offenses in the NFL? You bet your ass they did. They won the line of scrimmage. And they won the game. They ran the ball efficiently. I saw a statistic that among first down runs, James Conner averaged 5.6 yards per carry. number one in the NFL week one. Todd Gurley averaged 5.4 yards per carry on first down, second in the NFL. Third in the NFL with 5.1 yards per carry on first down is Peyton Barber. I loved seeing people tweeting, saying that they were still concerned about the Bucs' run game. I'm not concerned about the Bucs' run game. The weapons are in the pass game, but if they can have efficiency like that in the run game, a threat on the ground, it opens up everything. Doug Martin got fucking 1 yard. One. Or got caught in the backfield over and over because he kept dancing and dancing, dancing. He's a dancing machine. You can't do that on first down. Peyton Barber, one cut and go. Manageable second down. Manageable third down. Success! Success! I'm so fucking pumped. I'm so pumped that Dirk Koetter essentially told Tom Jones to shut the fuck up. That they can read right between or right through his bullshit. We all knew Todd Monken was calling the... We all knew it. We knew it. It was reported everywhere. Yet you get about 3 minutes into Dirk Koetter's post-game press conference. They just went on the road, hung 48 fucking points on a division rival in their house and got a win to go to 1-0 on the season. And you're 3 minutes in to your game-winning post-game press conference for a team that has just been miserable for 13 fucking years. And Tom Jones asks, hey, who was calling the plays? And I still haven't fucking figured out this whole fucking Apple Mac trying to get audio and put it on. I love my Mac. I love my Apple. I love my MacBook Air. But if anyone knows how to pull audio so that I can play it, that would be fantastic. Because I tried to do it and gave my fucking computer a virus. But not a virus. Whatever it was, I cleaned it up before it got real bad. But, I mean, Koetter just called him out. He's like, you know, it doesn't matter. You know. And Tom Jones can't, well, I don't know. Why don't you tell me? And it's just like, Koetter knows what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do. The entire fucking universe knows what you're going to do. Keep searching for that negative bullshit, and we're going to see your ass run right out of town. We're done with it. We are done with the negativity. We are done with focusing. And listen, there is nothing that the Tampa Bay Times loved more on Sunday than seeing Ryan Fitzpatrick go out there and light it up. Because I'm sure they got all... I don't even know what a fucking newspaper is anymore. But I'm sure they got it all lined up, don't they? Oh, they can't wait to attack Jameis Winston. They can't wait. Martin Fennelly couldn't wait to rail on USF. Oh, they're losing. They're probably going to lose to a mediocre ACC team. Shut the fuck up. We're done with you. We are absolutely done with you. Jeez. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with the fucking media in this town? I'm fired up. You're fired up. Let's go, Bucks. We're coming home for 2 games, and we are 1-0. The Eagle fans are going to show up. The Steeler fans are going to show up. More importantly, the stick carriers are going to show up. And we're going to carry that big motherfucking stick.
Buck's Uncensored.
Ricotto's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Buck's Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Ricotto's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com.
Buck's Uncensored.
This is Buck's Uncensored.
Normally two times a week. Only one time this week since I was getting back late Sunday night and then turned right around and flew back to New Orleans. That's an expense thing. To do some work for my company on Monday. Flew back, got back late Monday night, and now it's Tuesday and I'm exhausted. So it's one thing for me to keep talking to you. But it's another to hear from the Bucks fans. This means I'm not going to have much to say or a lot of time to say it about the Bucks and Eagles. But let's just come home and defend. Who knows? Maybe I'll surprise you with a little podcast. Maybe just something short. Maybe 5 minutes to get you fired up for Sunday. Anyone up for that? I know the Joes are. Love to post that up at joebucksfan.com. Keep a lookout for it. Anyway, I can already feel my voice going. I'm still trying to recover from Sunday. So let's get some Bucks takes, shall we? Let's start with some of the folks who were in New Orleans with us. We will start with Sweet Lou himself.
This is poor Richie Lou, your correspondent, stick carrier. Woo! Talking to you from NOLA, walking out of the Superdome. And all I got to say... It's fuck yeah! We did it! Woo! Outlaw, I need a tank, brother. I need a tank. Outlaw, give me something. Give me something for the fellas.
That was a dome field advantage for the Buccaneers.
Dude, we weren't supposed to do this, my brother.
Tom, was that Tom Brady out there or was that Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I don't know, bro. I think it was the fifth preseason fucking game. Like they thought it was going to be for the fucking Saints.
Dearest Liza, I'm coming home to eat a dub.
To eat some Ryan eagle. We're going to roast some eagle.
All right, speak softly, but carry
a big mother stick. We gotta be quiet. There's many a Saints fan, and anyway, see you next week.
Love you guys. Loved hanging out with you guys all weekend. Man, that was a blast. All right. Thank you, Lou. God, he's such a... Lou, you're a very popular person. I don't know if you realize that. Another guy who was there with us in New Orleans, somewhere in that dome, buddy Rodney from Dallas. What up, Rodney?
Commish, Rodney in Dallas. I'm on my way back to Dallas, leaving New Orleans after this great victory that the Buccaneers gave us. Talk about bringing back the nasty... Back to the Bay. I love it. Wish we wouldn't get called for the penalties, but I love it. Fitzpatrick right there, he did what he's supposed to do. Manage the game, find the open receiver. Wonderful. Now the defense can step it up. There was a great scoop and score that we got. Loved it. Made a couple stops, but hey, we need to tighten some things up because it wasn't as beautiful as we like it down in Tampa Bay for all those great years of defense. But a win's a win. I'm proud of it. I got my voice for right now, but I don't know how long it's going to last. But I loved it. Until next time, fire the cannons.
You betcha, fire them cannons. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. They did it. They brought Nasty back. But listen, 2 years ago, they went to Atlanta and beat the Falcons
and then slipped up, needing a 5-game win streak later in the season just to make up for them falling apart early in the season. They need to play like there's a chip on their shoulder the entire season. God, I remember talking about this at the beginning of last year, but maybe it's just finally coming to fruition now. This is it. You got to take out 15 years of losing on every opponent. I know not every player was here for a majority of those seasons, but we were. We were. The fans, the organization. It is time again to come together. The league, the NFL, has been beating us down for 10, 15 years. That is a lot of pent-up frustration that I, along with you, are ready to take out on the entire NFL. Let's do it. X, what up?
Yeah, you know, this is X to the Z, motherfuckers! Woo! Now that's what I'm talking about, Todd Market! Dirk Cutter, that's how you motherfucking call plays. You jump on them bitches early. You don't play catch up. You only play catch up or put catch up on motherfucking sandwiches and french fries! Now I can go to fucking work, cheesing and smeezing. Justin, welcome back, baby. We and motherfucking Samer was screaming our motherfucking head off at motherfucking beat-ups. They was looking at us like we motherfucking crazy, but we was wanting them to try, kick us out. But it wasn't gonna happen. Tampa Bay, motherfuckers, one buck place. That's how you motherfucking call games. Kick that shit up. Dirt Cutter, pass out Gatorade. Because that motherfucking Top Monkey was motherfucking shooting off AK-47 rounds, baby. I love it. Now, if you win games like that, one buck place, motherfuckers, that's how people feel the motherfucking stadium. Fucking common sense. You don't need fucking degrees to have fucking common sense. If you win, they will come. I hope you hear me, motherfucker. Jason Light, that's what I'm talking about. And that motherfucking Davis was getting his ass burnt. MJ Stewart, good job over there. Welcome to the NFL, Davis the Third. You look like a pretty boy. Tampa Bay is not motherfucking pretty boy land. I love it. Now I can go to work 6:42, smiling my motherfucking ass off at the city of fucking Tampa. And I can put my mind on motherfucking business, like saving lives and shit. I'm out. Justin, welcome back.
You got it, X. God, I got so many. Let's get right to it. Will, the Midwest. What up?
Justin! Will in the Midwest, man. Chime with a Bucks take. Well, the Bucks fucking win, baby. The Bucks fucking win. And wow. I mean, I got two real quick points here. I'll try to keep this short. First and foremost, what a fucking hell of a game by the man formerly known as Ryan Fitzpatrick. Because I gotta put respect on that man's name, because that was a hell of a fucking game by Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, whatever the fuck you want to call him. He definitely had me eating a big old fucking plate of crow, because I had absolutely no faith in that man, and he was hitting those high percentage passes, and it was very impressive. I was impressed with the offense overall. Mike Evans said it was one of the most complete games he had been a part of. I'm assuming he was talking about the offense, because the defense is a whole nother story. But it was very impressive. It was one of the most thrilling games I have ever watched, honestly. Been a Bucks fan for over 20 years. I've never seen more of an aggressive game plan in my life, which brings me on my last point. Todd Monken is a fucking golden god. I hope that this wasn't just, I'm assuming this is not going to be just a one-time thing. I honestly, I was listening to the Pewtercast folks, you know, Rendax and Brent, they were talking about how they kind of noticed that they thought Cutter was in on the play calling as well. If they're just, you know, if they're using a combination of it, whatever the fuck they did yesterday, I hope they continue to do. You know, it was masterful. It was excellent to see. Let's tie a bow on all that. The one thing I would hope is that, you know, people on Twitter, social media, or just in general, let's kind of pump the brakes on this. We've seen the last of Jameis Winston because, I mean, that's not going to fucking happen. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick allowed him to have his day. He did an excellent job. I'm fucking never seen that coming. Never seen that coming. Nobody's seen that fucking coming. I don't give a shit. But Jameis Winston is the future of this. Jameis is the future quarterback for the Bucs. That's just my opinion. It's good to see that he has the offensive pieces around him, or around the quarterback position in general, that we can light the fucking world on fire if we want to. So, anyways, that's about it. So, shout out to the sponsors: B4, Bricado, Sports Legends Bar and Grill, Mastro Subaru, Headlines Barbershop, Christian there. Joe Bucks fan and Ira Kaufman, shout out to you guys. But I hope all you guys had a wonderful time. I could only imagine what it was like walking out of that fucking stadium. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, you guys had to be smiles down there during the takeover there. So you know, the trip you guys all took. So anyways, I love what you do, Justin. You know that, brother. And go Bucks, baby!
Always appreciate you, Will, and thank you for shouting out them sponsors. Them sponsors, the reason this podcast is going strong. Well, them and you. See, they work hand in hand because, you know, you listen and the sponsors appreciate that. And accordingly, they take care of all of us. So thank you, sponsors. Mike's got some titties on the table.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Who the fuck is this? Whew, Justin. It's been a long, long, long time, man. Long fucking time. Long time. What's going on? It's fucking titties on the table, Mike. I don't know. A lot of Bud Lights today. Finally got DirecTV so I could finally watch the goddamn games in New York. Oh my god, dude. I don't even know. What was that score? 48 to titties? I don't remember. What was the score? Can somebody tell me what the fucking score was before? 48 points on the goddamn Saints. Fuck them. All right. Defense didn't look great. Okay, had some injuries along the way. But are you fucking kidding me right now? Oh, dude, I don't even know what to say. I don't even have, like, anything analytical to point out. Dude, this game was un-fucking real. 1-0 against the fucking Saints. People picking them to go to the Super Bowl. Are you fucking serious right now? Yo, for real, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking titty.
Whoa! Only one, though? That's weird. All right, Mike, titties on the table up in New York to Oklahoma City. The O. KC boys!
What's going on, Kamish?
What up, motherfuckers?
What up, Zicarious?
Bitch Magic!
It's the OKC boys! We eating fucking dub!
Nom, 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 nom! Oh, in the box!
Oh, in the box!
Go marching in!
Go marching in!
Oh, in the box!
Go marching in!
Talk that shit! And carry a big motherfucking stick!
Talk that shit and carry a big motherfucking stick. I don't know if Dirk Cutter would endorse that, but it's different. It's different. We haven't been able to talk shit in a long time, so. Rodzilla's the motherfucking killer.
Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and motherfuckers, it's your boy, Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer! Finally, we got to see what our offense could do. Finally, those unstoppable weapons were unstoppable. I can count how many times we punted on two fingers. Finally, we were able to see what we knew we had from last year. This is what we expected to see. But let's pump the brakes a little bit. Pump the brakes. Don't expect we're going to score 5 touchdowns every time we step on the field from now on. And please, of course, all the Jameis haters, come out in force. Get rid of Jameis. Fitch is our man. Dude, it was a once-in-a-lifetime game. It was a career game, which means it doesn't happen to this guy a week in and week out. It was a game for the ages for Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm not throwing shade. I know that just means that we can expect to be able to score touchdowns in a game. Don't expect this shit to happen every fucking week, because it's not going to happen every week. The Kurt Warners and the Greatest Show on Turf didn't do it every week. Aaron Rodgers doesn't do it every week. Tom Brady and his crew never done it every week, five touchdowns. So please, people, pump the brakes a little bit. Enjoy it for what it was, which is an ass whooping. Let's go back to work and kick ass next week. Don't get caught up in all the hype. But what we do need to do, and what we're going to have to do, is rely on our offense to carry the defense for a little while until that defense gels. That's what we're going to have to do for the next few weeks, because, as you know, we've got moving parts there. It's taking a little while for the guys to gel. But our offense is going to have to carry our defense a little bit. But I like what I see. And, of course, all the naysayers. Well, the Saints just had a bad game. No, the Saints got a foot put up their ass is what happened. But let's show them again. Let's shock the world one more time, baby. Come Sunday, them Eagles, let's kick some ass. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yeah. Bash them Eagles out of the sky. Okay. With the big motherfucking stick. You know what I'm saying. Lee from the T. What up, Lee?
Buzz fan, Stick Carols. What's up? It's Lee from the T, man. Woo. Them boys got it done, baby. They got it done, Justin. Man, went to the dome and put in work, man. Boy, I'm glad, you know, we got the indoor practice facility, man. Mike Evans said it helped him a lot playing inside with the lights and everything. I guess he was right, man. It made a difference for him. Offense looked good. And I know people got a lot of shit to be upset about with the defense, giving up points. But I tell you this, we went to New Orleans and beat Drew Brees and the Saints with rookie cornerbacks. We packed two rookie cornerbacks and a guy that we almost thought was gonna lose his whole fucking roster spot on the defense, and VH3, which I wasn't even worried about VH3, man, he a baller. We went to New Orleans with two rookie corners, a second year safety, another young guy, and came out with a W, man. So yeah, we gave it up. We gave up the butt a little bit on defense, but those young guys, they're only gonna get better. They're only gonna get more comfortable playing at this level. I know Mike Smith he's been a terrible defensive coordinator, but I refuse to believe he's this bad. He's got to eventually figure out a way to slow teams down. Again, it's Drew Brees. You know, Drew Brees can do that against anybody. Gotta be honest, Drew Brees can do that against anybody. So for us to pack two rookie cornerbacks on the road and go to New Orleans and leave with a win, hey, man, hats off. Go Bucks.
All right, Lee. Yeah, listen, I get it. Defense gave up points. It's Drew Brees, it's Michael Thomas, it's Alvin Kamara, and it's their home opener, and that's their strength. And, you know, the Bucks lost Grimes, then they lost Hargraves. I thought Ryan Smith played well. You got rookies back there in the secondary. You know, if I'm going to pull any type of negative from this game, and talk, if I'm going to get particular on the defense, I didn't necessarily like the coverage from Quan Alexander and Lavonte David. Now, Quan Alexander made some impact plays. That makes up for it, right? But I didn't like the coverage. Having them play man on those crossing routes, third downs, we saw Drew Brees pick up a lot of those. So I don't want to nitpick, though. I don't want to nitpick. When they needed plays, they made plays. They got turnovers. They made stops. You know, the Saints were desperate at the end and tried to come back, but the Buccaneers put up too much of a lead. They put up that kind of lead because they scored on offense and they stopped them on defense. So yeah, the Saints came back at the end, but they didn't come all the way back. And when the Bucs needed to get a first down, they got it. The offense put the other team away. I'm all right with it. Thanks, Lee. Sammer!
Oh my God. Hey guys, it is Sammer from Sarasota. And I am fucking pumped. Couldn't make it to New Orleans. Had something coming up Wednesday, and I just could not leave the state. So I got to watch the game at the B-Dubs in Tampa, where we had our draft party. I watched it with X, and we got fucking wild, man. It was unfucking believable. Ah, man, it was such a fucking good game. We lost our voices by halftime. I'm fucking jealous as hell that I did not get to go to New Orleans. I saw everything you guys were doing on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Facebook. It was fucking, man, it looked fucking awesome to see the Saints fans leaving in the third quarter, booing at the end of fucking second quarter. I mean, come on, man. That would have been a fucking amazing moment to experience. I'm gonna fucking make it to that next road trip, though. I don't care what the fuck happens, but man, I had to call in. I'm fucking pumped. That was a fucking awesome game. Awesome game. The Bucs defense still has some shit to figure out. Not sure about Mike Smith yet. I still don't know why the fuck we kept him, but that offense was fucking doing everything it could to keep that game in our fucking favor, and it did enough. I was fucking proud as hell. And those young DBs getting exposed early for the Bucs, and then kind of rebounding. It's gonna be good experience at the end of this season, and you know, into the future. They're gonna learn from this. They're gonna have some good tape to go off of. I think the sky is the limit for MJ Stewart, even Carlton Davis. He got burned, but I think there's still some good stuff there. Super excited, super pumped. Can't wait for the first fucking home game. I'm going to see all you crazy motherfuckers out there. And as always, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Sammer running things at stickcarriers.com. Check out all the shirts. I saw a bunch of shirts. There on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, had my Stick Carriers Against the World shirt, wearing it proudly, but a lot of options, and he is a master, man. These shirts are high quality, and the designs are phenomenal. Way to go, Sammer. Check it out, stickcarriers.com. Let's go all the way up to Alaska. Ryan is up in Alaska. What up, Ryan?
Let's go! Woo! What's going on, Justin? What's up, Stick Carriers? This is Ryan from Alaska. I'm so fucking pumped, man. I cannot believe the game turned out the way it did. I picked the Bucks to win, of course, because I always want to believe they're going to win, but, man, I'm just so shocked it turned out the way it did. The offense looks fucking incredible, man. Just, that's why we have all those weapons on this team. That's what we need to do with them every fucking game. And I'm so excited that Dirk was able to swallow his pride and give Todd Monken the reins. Even if it was only for 80% of the plays or whatever it was, I don't know. It looked like Dirk was calling plays too. But you know what? It's just the fact that he was able to see that Todd Monken was kicking ass preseason and he should give him the play calling. And look what fucking happened. Fuck, I'm so excited, dude. I just hope all those injuries aren't too serious. I don't want to get too down. I'm not going to say anything negative, although we all know there were a few not so great things. But you know what? It doesn't fucking matter because we're 1-0, baby. We're 1-0!
Man, Ryan's up there in Alaska. I met so many people from out of town. You expect that at a road trip. But Roberto, all the way from Mexico, listens to the podcast. Stick Carrier, Roberto, it was great seeing you, and had a couple, God, I'm so sorry, I forgot the names, they were sitting two rows in front of us, actually at the game, from Puerto Rico, listens to the podcast as well, so it was surreal. I mean, all the people we were able to meet, and interact with, and have fun with, and you know, some people, it was a shame because some people, we were at Manning Sports Bar for a little bit, and some people got a little impatient, wanted to hit Bourbon Street a little early, and they left. That's unfortunate because if they'd have stuck around just like 15, 20 minutes longer, gone with us, I mean, they probably had a good time, but come on. We spent $125 on 3 gallons of Hurricane. We didn't have a bad time, to say the least. But, man, just everyone from out of town, it was surreal just experiencing that. All right, let's get, you know what I call him. I call him Kinky because I'm nasty. Kinky!
Commish, stick carriers, what the fuck is up? It's Kinky. Kinky, if you're nasty. I gotta check in from Hawaii, give you my Bucks take. Look, Fitz fucking magic, yo. Fitz fucking magic. I don't even want to talk about what's going to happen with James. I don't care about that shit. Let's talk about today, bro. Bourbon Street has officially been taken over. Stick carriers. I'm not even going to lie. I mean, y'all ain't that deep in niggas. I don't really hear y'all. But I know y'all in that motherfucker. And it's fucking obvious. I know y'all having a good goddamn time. I'm watching the game right now. Fourth quarter just started. Fitzpatrick is lighting these motherfuckers up. And the defense has been great in the second half. Not great. Oh, look at Sean Wilson wiggling out there. Okay, I'm still watching the game, by the way. But you know what I'm saying? Time left, 13 minutes left. Maybe we don't pull this out, but it just don't look likely because these motherfuckers can't stop us. Marcus Lattimore on an island with my boy? That's a fucking dumb move. He killing that motherfucker. Oh, my God. Mike Evans is busting his ass. Let's go. I ain't speaking softly right now, but we carrying a big motherfucking stick. Holla at me.
This next Bucks take is from my boy, and his name, Tony Tega.
Justin. Stick carriers, your boy Tony Tega here, section 112. I don't need a fucking minute 30. I'm gonna make this really fucking simple. I've been at work for the last 8 fucking days in a row, and I've been waiting for today. I've been waiting for game one, and it's over. I couldn't watch it, I heard it, and I've got one fucking thing to say, and one thing only. And that is Philadelphia, you, your bullshit city, your bullshit fans, and your bullshit football organization belong to us. In fact, you belong to me, motherfuckers, because I will be there in 112, sitting right behind Vinnie Curry, JPP, at 93, digging a hole in their ass for 4 straight fucking quarters. And we are coming for you. It's time to break out the big motherfucking dick and show the entire civilized football world what this fucking town is about. Let's get to fucking work!
Ooh, I am ready to get to work. You know what I was just thinking? Haven't heard from the Macho Man in a while. I hope he's okay there in the afterlife. Our last Bucks take goes to Dante up in Atlanta. Hello, Dante.
Who that think they gonna beat them Buccaneers, goddammit? Hey, I'm so fucking excited. This is Dante in Atlanta. I'm so fucking fired up right now. When was the last time the fucking Bucks came out and scored on the first 4 possessions of the motherfucking season? Never. We came out and we kicked the motherfucking Saints in the teeth, right? And the motherfucking Falcons lose this week makes it even much better. No love for division rivals. Todd Monken, run it up, leave no doubt. If this the offense we gonna get the rest of the fucking year, holy shit. Dog, I am so excited to be a Bucks fan right now. I couldn't believe the shit I was watching it. You feel me? But man, hey look, I'm keep it short. Go Bucks, you guys be safe. And always speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
All right, listen. Bucks are 1-0. They lit up the Saints. Hey, listen. I don't think the Saints defense is that bad. All right? I don't think they're that. Lattimore's not that bad of a corner. But Mike Evans made him look silly. All right, they've invested a lot of draft picks and a lot of money on their defensive side of the ball the last couple of years. And the Bucks torched them. Now we come home. You want to bring nasty back. Remember, the Saints took the nasty to the Bucks last year early on. Remember that? The Bucks brought Nasty back on Sunday. We need Nasty this Sunday against the Eagles, against their fans. Unite, Buccaneer fans. Unite, Bucks. It's the Bucks against the world the entire season. I cannot wait to see all you motherfuckers there. I'll be tailgating on Tampa Bay about a half mile east of Himes. If you're heading east on Himes away from the stadium, or east on Tampa Bay away from the stadium, once you hit Glen, I'll be on the right-hand side in the parking lot, big grass parking lot. Come hang out with us. Bring your own beer. Bring your own food. We got a grill. You want to grill something, just bring it. Just bring it. And if everyone brings stuff, then we can all share with each other. We just don't want anyone mooching, coming in mooching. I love it. Looking forward to seeing you there. Hey, tailgate with your friends and family. If you need or want people to tailgate with, come tailgate with us. There again, Tampa Bay and Glen. You'll probably hear us. We'll be hooting and hollering. Then we're going to go into the stadium. No, you know what? We're not going to go in the stadium. And I don't even know about a walk this year. Because it was long. It was hot. But I like the idea. I wish we'd have done it in the preseason, but that rain and it was tough. Games at 1. 12. I'd say about noon. South End Zone Plaza. Stick Carriers, are you ready? Maybe this is the year. Maybe we were a year too early. Maybe it was a year to get us on our feet as a movement. Are you ready? And it's not going to happen this Sunday. It's probably not going to happen next Monday night. Not with the Eagles and Steelers coming in. But maybe this is the start of us finally taking back our stadium. We're going to have to stand up and be loud against the opposing teams coming into our house. Our house. And the team needs to go out there and fucking do it again. Thank you to the sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, and their $5 game day specials. Check that out. Oh. Mastro Subaru. Hey, listen, Buffalo Wild Wings giving you a discount. Mastro Subaru giving Stick Carriers a discount on new and pre-owned vehicles just for being a Stick Carrier. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Hillsborough Avenue, right next to the Veterans. They got a location in Orlando. MastroSubaru.com, Bricado Sandwich Shop. They got that Cuban sandwich. They got that devil crab. B4 saved my life in New Orleans. It'll save yours as well. It's what you drink before you drink to avoid that hangover, and it works. Christian from Headlines Barbershop got me looking faded up tight, high and tight for my weekend in New Orleans. Man. And thanks to each and every one of you. We are 1-0. I say we. You know, when I was in the media, they would always make fun of people that say we. Oh, what, do you work for the organization? No, I'm part of the organization. The organization's a part of me. The organization represents this town. We, as a community, are coming together. And we are going up against the world. We will end in the words of the Godfather. He said these words, and damn it, did they live up to them this weekend. I play them for you in Miss Holly O'Connor's voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Thank you very much, Holly. You can check out Holly and Miguel. It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, their podcast. They promote Bucks Uncensored. I might as well promote theirs. Check it out, Miguel and Holly Uncensored on iTunes and at hot1015tampabay.com. Nailed it!